Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening. Okay. Hi, Emily Menace. I love your show. It's definitely helped me evolve sexually and make me want to be more adventurous. Question for you. I've been doing some online dating lately, and a problem throughout my dating life is that as soon as I really like someone enough to sleep with them, I want sexual exclusivity. I'm not asking them to be my boyfriend just yet. How soon can I ask a man for a sexual exclusivity? How many dates? Sex is such an intense and intimate thing for me that I really don't like the idea of my partner being with anyone else, and I don't want to increase the risk of STDs. In today's dating scene, everyone just sleeps with everybody after 2 to 3 dates, and men in general don't seem to feel the way I do. Thanks, anonymous dater. So this is from a woman, and she says that online dating, I see that there's a lot of people who do want, after they have sex with someone, they want to be sexually exclusive. How soon is too soon? How many dates? I can't say. I think it's a case-by-case basis. But I think that the problem is I think that you should wait to have sex. Wait till you feel really comfortable with the person having sex. Because I think what happens is we rush into sex too quickly. We get attached to the person, especially as women, because the chemicals go crazy in our body. And we get attracted to men sometimes that we have sex with. And we think, oh, I want him for my own. Because it's like literally like our oxytocin levels are like, oh, I need to have this guy. And it's not even that you even want this guy or know anything about him. It's more that you are attached to him because of this, of having sex with them. So I'd say first wait to have sex. And I understand that it's intense and intimate and the STD thing, you're right. But I don't think that you should, and I can't give you a thing like after 3 dates, but if you start seeing each other for a few weeks and you're sleeping together continually, I think it's okay to have that conversation after a few weeks.
Yeah, and then if they say, you know, I'm not really looking for a relationship now.
Yeah, then you should jump and don't think you're going to change them.
Yeah, just bail.
Exactly.
Bail. If that's not what you want, do not stay with it. I know so many people are not happy in that situation.
Me too.
Just pull the ripcord, man.
Exactly. You know? If he says no to you, and I think that that's a big thing that people always want to do. I was talking to a woman last night who's been married for 30 years, and she said, people always ask me the secret to my success of my marriage. And she said, it's because we never tried to change each other. And I thought that was such great advice, because when you get into a relationship thinking that you're going to change your partner, we do this all the time, and I used to do this. I was like, oh, if only he were A, B, C, then if he were these three things, then it'd be perfect. So I'm going to go about trying to change it. Men do that to women too. But you can't ever be with anyone thinking that they're going to change. Only if they want to change and they initiate it, because if you think that you're going to do it, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I love when you agree with me. Okay, let's get into our sex tips about – our dating tips about
– online.
Online dating.
My favorite.
I know. Okay. So writing your – okay. Let's see one thing. Okay. So writing your profile. The profile is all about show, not tell. So use details. Get what that means? So don't be like, I like, you know – hiking and running and biking or whatever, but be like, you know, I really enjoy, like, just be more descriptive and more specific about what you like. Like, I think it's so lame when someone's like, I like hiking, dating, fishing, swimming, jumping, running.
Yeah.
Okay. The goal of your profile is to create intrigue. You don't have to write your whole life story. I think you have to be a good writer, and you have to do something that's interesting and fascinating and going to catch someone's attention. So look at what everyone else is doing and then do something different.
I'm not a good writer at all.
I know. You have your assistant do it for you, probably.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, on my online profile, you're totally describing, like, what my profile is. It's totally nothing. I mean, I have a couple of funny things on there. It goes religion. I go radio. Political beliefs. I put pizza, you know?
Like, that's stuff funny, like, sort of.
It's, you know, just – quirky stuff like
that. Right, quirky's fun. I mean, I think that's better than being like, I like hiking. I don't know. Yeah. I live in the Bay Area. Everyone likes hiking. Who cares?
It goes, books. I put The Giving Tree. That's it. That's all I have.
Which profile? How is it going with you? Did you find a lot of dates?
Via Facebook? Yeah, that's my Facebook thing. Yeah.
I never saw it. I mean, I never read your Facebook page, but I will. It's all about sparking interest and providing just enough information to make them want more. So it doesn't have to be like your whole thing, but you want to be intriguing. Make sure the entire profile is written to the proper length and free of spelling errors. Write short and snappy paragraphs. It's an ADD culture. Don't go on and on and on about your whole life history for paragraphs on end. Just write some few short sentences even, I think would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I know, now I'm learning. What photo mistakes do people make when online dating? What do you think? What are the big photo mistakes?
Photo mistakes. I talked about a couple of these last week, and the big one is face shot only. Also, I'm totally turned off by a chick that only has portraits of herself.
What like, else do you want portraits of her house?
No, but just like maybe like, you know, maybe trips that she went on or out with her friends and stuff okay. like that. But there's some girls that if you click on it, it's only photographs of
well,
themselves.
Well, that's what I would do, I think.
That's totally like narcissistic. Oh. I totally am turned off. I know what the F you look like by the 10th photo.
Okay, honey, you know? Were saying last week that you shouldn't post pictures with your friends or that's only if you're fat.
No, I said you can tell if it's a fat girl and not knocking fat girls. I am a big boy right now. It's
– Yeah, fat boy.
I know. It's just – you totally give it away when nothing but the photos are all group pictures.
I got it.
We know guys, we know who to look for in those group pictures and which one you are.
Right. And it's not the one that you want to date. Okay. Yeah. But here's the thing. The photo is the most vital part about attracting singles online. If you mm-hmm. don't post a picture, you are wasting your time. I guess some people don't post photos.
Oh, yeah. You just look like a okay. stalker or a spammer.
Exactly. Right. Like no photo. Nearly mm-hmm. 90% of online daters won't read a profile without a photo. It may be scary putting yourself out there, but there are millions of singles who have had the courage to do so. Mm-hmm. So just put your photo. Have you ever gone to see 90 people without photos?
Hell no.
Okay. A photo taken from a bad angle with an awkward facial expression, poor lighting, and a confused background is going to hurt even the most stunning individual. Mm-hmm. A great photo has a person's eyes peering into the camera with a confident look on their faces.
Okay.
Like that. You can't change your overall attractiveness. However, you can choose pictures that make you look best.
True.
The close-cropped picture of a person who's probably overweight is a classic example. Minimizing your flaws is the opposite of what you should do. If you have a big nose, play it up. How about
just
that? Play
it.
Up your flaws.
Yeah.
Big nose, just have a picture of your nose. They're not saying that, but play it up. Don't try to hide it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't try to hide your things because once the people meet you in person, then they're going to know that it's all
exactly
a facade online.
Right, so you might as well be honest. Don't lie about your age and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Avoid these common photo mistakes. Blurry photos. Too far away.
Yeah.
Bad poses are showing too much skin. This is for guys mm-hmm. and girls.
Yeah.
No skin, total skin.
I defriend any guy that takes a picture of themselves.
Takes their shirt off.
They have their shirt off, taking a picture of themselves.
I don't think I have any friends like that. I think on Twitter I do. Like, some of my Twitter followers have their shirts off.
Don't do it. Every chick that I ever talk to, they don't even think that's attractive. I go, is this attractive? Because then I won't knock the guy. And they're like, no. Instant douchebag.
Not attractive. Yeah. I don't want to see a guy's chest and everything like that first. No, just a picture of you just being normal, please, people. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the perfect first message? How do you capture someone's attention and interest without sounding creepy or generic? What do you think? Creating a magical first message.
Magical first message is find a common denominator. Like, I noticed that you like Ghostbusters too. I really love Ghostbusters too. I actually have a collection of toys from Ghostbusters. And I notice you're in this Florida area.
Right, exactly. You say something like that.
You know?
Don't waste the first line with a nightmarishly overused, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, people do that. Like, yeah. I know I've never done this before, but be unique and be fun in your profile. Be fun. It's time to have fun. This will be their first impression of you, so a captivating first message must pique their interest. Separate yourself from your online competitors.
Yeah, and sometimes girls they don't really react if you're being nice to them because if they're like, you know, extremely attractive, they're always getting people messaging them anyways,
right?
Saying
so you
how great
really
they
stand
are.
Out.
So sometimes you just if you see something that on there that you can make fun of it.
Right.
Send a message like, really? You really like that band? They're terrible.
Yeah. You could do that or you could just be unique and funny.
Yeah.
Or
I think that's being funny too.
Yeah. Be like, how about like everything about your profile sounded great until I got to the Ghostbusters part.
Yeah.
That's what you could say. Okay. Be literate. That's, you know, net's bad grammar and bad spelling are huge turnoffs. I know. You have your shit into it. Mm-hmm. Avoid physical compliments. How about that? Don't say nice rack in your first email.
No.
Although the data shows this advice holds true for both sexes, it's mostly directed at guys. People like compliments. I love them. But when they're used as pickup lines before you've even met in person, they don't work. On the other hand, more general comments do work, like saying someone's particular interest is cool. So, wow, I love that you like drive-in movie theaters. So do I.
Yeah, it goes back to the Ghostbusters thing.
Oh, the Ghostbusters, right.
Yeah.
Use an unusual greeting. Like,
I'm trying to think if I ever Oh, no. In the subject line?
No. But the way you choose to start your initial message to someone is your first impression. The three most popular ways to say hello from the beginning were all actually bad beginnings. Hey, mm-hmm. hello, hi. Even the slangy holla and yo perform better, even though they go against the best literate rules. In fact, it's smarter sometimes to use no greeting at all. Just dive into whatever you have to say rather than saying hi. How about that? Don't say hi, hello, or hey. Mm-hmm. Just go – just say came across your profile, and even though you have a big nose, I'm psyched to date you.
I would say also whatever you're going to use as the opener should be in the subject line, not – in the subject line, it shouldn't say hello or anything
right.
like that.
Right. It should say like, Ghostbusters, really?
You go to – oh, you're alumni of San Francisco State? San Francisco right. State alumni? Question mark?
Right. How or great. Something so like am I. That. Yeah, totally.
You know, nothing like – because the hello stuff is definitely – like, it seems like
you seemed interesting, like something more unique.
No, well, it seems like spam. Like anybody that says hello to me online – I don't even open it because I'm like, oh, that's some spam thing. Right. They have to put something in the subject.
You got to say intriguing. Yeah. I totally agree. So you can bring up specific interests. Talk about specific things that interest you or that you might have in common with someone and ways to make a connection. In fact, every niche word that we have significant data on has a positive effect in messaging. Even more effective are phrases that engage the reader's own interests. So show you've read their profile. So that means that again, specifically, like hone in on specific things they said, not like loved your profile, let's go on a date. Like it really is your first impression. So here's some common online dating mistakes. Common mistakes.
All right, what's the first one?
Number one mistake is hoping the right person will find you. You shouldn't hope your dream partner will email you out of the blue. You will get much better results if you pay for premium membership and write to people yourself. This is for men and women. Thinking that you're just putting a great profile up there and someone's just going to come knock on your email door, it's not going to happen.
No, it won't happen, especially with girls. Girls won't approach you.
Okay. They won't, right?
No, not at all.
That's what you – see, that's why you don't date online because you got to approach them.
Yeah, but I mean I've met people through every social network there is.
I know, and you've banged chicks from every social network. I know. You've loved to tell –
No, I don't say that. I'm just saying it's not like I wait – you're trying to say that I wait for them to hit me up online. They don't. So that's what.
Okay.
I'm saying you can still be successful.
So you should never hope the right person will find you. No matter if you're a single man or a single woman and whether you're dating online or not, you have to do your work to find someone. To think that person just going to fall in your lap is probably not the right person for you because you have to know what you want and go out there and get it. Mistake number two, sending one-liners. It's amazing how many people send letters of the type, hi, liked your profile, please see my profile. This is what we're talking about. Most likely they would just delete your email, so write letters that have some substance to them. I bet you so many people do that. Hi, liked your profile, look at my profile. That's so lame.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Okay, number three, sending form letters. Don't do it. If there are no personal references in the letter, they'll know the letter was not written specifically for them. That's like when I put up posts for listing for my intern, for intern list, or like a job listing, and someone's like, hello, here's my resume. It's like, no, say something unique, and I delete all those. Like, I got hundreds of responses for interns. And the ones that are just like, here's my resume and cover letter, here's my resume, done, delete. Like, take some time. You should do the same thing with online dating, like if you're applying for a job. Be specific. Okay? Number four, writing boring letters. Remember, it's not about you, it's about them. Tell them what you liked about their profile so much that you decided to write them. Some things may be uncertain in their profiles. Ask questions and guess the answers.
Yeah, because they want to talk about themselves.
Write interesting letters, the types of letters you'd like to receive. Anyone could do that. Even if you can't write menace, you know what to say. You just dictate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.